Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments will come to order. Good morning. In response to COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We're holding our committee hearing in the O Street building. I ask all members of the committee to be present in room 2100 so we can establish our quorum and begin our hearing. To allow the public access, we've admitted members of the public into the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using teleconference services for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on the committee website. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163. And the access code is 736-2833. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate or our committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you'll wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you'll be unmuted and you're ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you're watching prior to giving testimony over the phone. It's important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I'll maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary. We have one bill on our agenda today, SB 504 by Senator Becker. Before we hear that bill, let's establish a quorum. Consultant, would you call the roll, please?
Gleaser.
Here.
Gleaser, here. Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen, here. Hertzberg. Leyva. Leyva, here. Newman.
Here.
Newman, here.
So we have a quorum, so we will begin with our first item on the agenda, SB 504 by Senator Becker. Senator Becker, welcome. You can use the podium or any place you want to present, and you can begin at whenever you're ready.
Good morning, members. SB 504 continues to be a bipartisan voter registration measure sponsored by state clerks and election officials. It's back for concurrence after Assembly amendments. The Secretary of State requested urgent amendments to be taken in the Assembly, which did two things: to clean up vote-by-mail procedures due to the historic passage of AB 37, which made California the latest to permanently mail 100% of registered voters a ballot. The first change removes a question from the voter registration card application that says, do you want to be a permanent vote-by-mail voter? This is no longer needed since California registered voters are now vote-by-mail voters, all of them. The second, relatedly, removes the requirement that requires the county election official to mail out an application to be a vote-by-mail voter. Again, this is not needed since all California registered voters are now vote-by-mail and receive a ballot and do not need to apply. These changes are urgent ahead of the June primary and will not only save our county election officials money and time, but will reduce voter confusion. I respectfully request your continued support with an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Becker, and I understand you have two lead witnesses in support. Before we get to them, let me mention that those who are familiar with our hearing know that the chair can set time limits. Our traditional time limits have been 20 minutes on each side. The lead presenters, 2 minutes each, and that's what we'll do for both support and opposition. And then we'll now lead to your two witnesses in support. I have Courtney Bailey Canolis with the Sacramento County and Eric Garris with the Secretary of State's office. Is there an order you wish to go in?
Either one's fine. Yeah.
Okay, let's begin with the Secretary of State, Eric Garris. Are they here in the room or on the phone lines? On the phone. Okay. Eric, you can begin.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Chair Glaser and Senators. Eric Garris on behalf of Secretary of State Dr. Shirley Weber in support of Senate Bill 504. First, let me start by thanking Senator Becker and his staff, committee staff, and leadership staff for working with the office to adopt amendments to SB 504 that would simply eliminate requirements in existing law that make reference to requesting vote-by-mail applications. The recent amendments to SB 504 simply attempt to minimize any confusion that may be experienced by voters if the requirement to make references to applications for or the need to apply for a vote-by-mail application were to remain. Thank you for your time today, and Secretary, respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you very much, Mr. Garris. We'll go then to Courtney Bailey Canolis for the Sacramento County Registrar.
Good morning, Chair Glaser and members of the committee. My name is Courtney Bailey Canolis, Registrar of Voters for Sacramento County and co-chair of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officials Legislative Committee. On behalf of the association, we are pleased to sponsor and support Senate Bill 504. I would like to express our sincerest gratitude to Senator Becker and his staff for their important work on this bill. SB 504 provides timely updates to ensure all eligible citizens have the opportunity to vote in current elections. This includes more access to conditional voter registration for our military and overseas voters and updates to our voter file maintenance procedures. These provisions were shared at the initial testimony on this bill by my colleague in 2021. Since that time, Assembly Bill 37 was chaptered, which provides for every active registered voter in the state to automatically receive a ballot in the mail for every election. Working closely with Senator Becker's office, it was important to eliminate existing requirements that could cause voter confusion. This includes allowing counties to remove the vote-by-mail application from the County Voter Information Guide, which is already allowed for counties who conduct elections under the Voters' Choice Act, and updating California's voter registration forms to remove the permanent vote-by-mail option, eliminating confusion from voters and volunteers or staff who help register voters. In its entirety, SB 504 provides for a more automated process to improve voter file maintenance, more voting access for our military and overseas voters, and eliminates obsolete requirements now that every active voter will receive a ballot in the mail. All of these updates are great for our voters and great for everyone involved who want to make sure our voters have accurate election information leading up to the 2022 midterm elections. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you all today, and we respectfully request your I vote.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bailey Canolis. All right, that's the two lead witnesses in support. We're going to go to other folks who would like to share their views. And at this point in the hearing, we just ask that you give your name, affiliation, and indication of support. We're going to stay on the support side. Anyone here in room 2100 that wishes to testify in support? Seeing no one leaping out of their chairs, we're going to go to the phone lines and ask the moderator if there's anybody on the line that wishes to speak in support. Would you please ask them to unmute themselves?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phones, to comment in support, please press 10 on your phone's keypad. We'll give you a line number. When your line number is called, state your name and affiliation for the legislative record. Once again, press 10 at this time. Mr. Chair, with that prompt, there is nobody queuing up.
Very good. Thank you, moderator. We're going to now go to the opposition side. So I don't have a lead opposition witness, so we're going to open it up here first in room 2100. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to SB 504? All right, seeing none, we're going to go to the phone lines. Moderator, can you ask if there's anybody in queue that would like to speak in opposition to SB 504?
And once again, comment in opposition, press 10, please. Mr. Chair, once again, we have nobody in queue.
Okay, very good. We're going to bring the matter back to the committee for questions or comments. Members, any questions or comments? Senator Newman.
I'm glad to move the bill.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Senator Becker, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for your I vote.
Terrific. We have a motion by Senator Newman. Do pass. I guess this would go to the floor of the Senate, right? That's
yes.
Where this heads next. Okay, the consultant would call the roll.
So on file item 1, SB 504 Becker, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Glazer.
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye.
Senator Becker, it's your lucky day. That bill is out 5-0. Thank you to you and the Secretary of State and all those involved and the clerks to get this bill to get everything together. And, of course, thank you to Scott and Maria from our committee staff for making this all happen in such short order. Thank you to all the individuals who participated in the public testimony today. If you were not able to testify, you're welcome to submit your comments in writing to the committee. Your comments and suggestions are important to us. We want to include your testimony in the official hearing record. Thank you again, and we appreciate your participation. Thank you to my committee colleagues for joining us in this short hearing this morning. And with that, the Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments is adjourned.